Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and it's always my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I welcome you to the broadcast if this is your first time tuning in. For our longtime listeners, I welcome you as well. We could not continue to be on this broadcast without your support, your questions, you're engaging with us. We are just so thankful, Veronica and I, that we get to do this on a regular basis. So thank you so much. Welcome to Issues Concerning Women. I'm Francine Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. We are so excited to have you join us. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So again, I welcome you to the show. It is Thursday night in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, where I reside, and I know that the atmosphere is different. There seems to be a haze over our community, so I hope and pray that wherever you are, that you are safe, that we deal with these conditions, the weather conditions, and everything else that's going on in the world, the fires, the floods, the hurricanes, all of that, and that you are well. I came to encourage you and to offer you just my condolences to those who are going through so much at this particular time. So many people are hurting. So many people are in the hospitals, and I've been getting phone calls all this week with people who are going through so much. So Veronica and I want to just let you know that we care about each and every one of you, all of our listeners, and thank you so much for continuing to support us. And we just want you to know that we care about you and that we hope that you all are well. It has been an interesting week this week. So many things have gone on. I want to share with the listening audience that I recently have taken a position as the president of the Five Rings Financial and Friends Toastmasters Club. Now, if you've never been to a Toastmasters meeting, it is a great opportunity for you to come and visit me if you're interested in doing that, finding out more about Toastmasters. I've been in this organization over a year. And at Toastmasters, we get the awesome opportunity to stretch ourselves, to step out of our comfort zones, to step out on faith, and to do some things that we normally would be fearful of, some of us, like public speaking, about taking leadership roles. And it just gives you the opportunity to just see where you can be. And today, I had the awesome pleasure of giving a speech for our Toastmasters Club and having one of my dear friends come and join me today, Lisa, and I was just so pleased that she was able to do so. So anytime that I'm doing anything, I invite you all to come and attend because it is my way of giving back to the community all the things that I share. And being in this space and time, it just lets you know that we have to have reasons for why we do certain things. We have to be in the present. And I talked about that today in my speech. Being present, knowing what you want, knowing where you want to go and what you want to do, because nobody can tell you what that is. Only you can determine that. Something else I talked about today, and I want to share that with you, is having an attitude that is showing how grateful you are, showing that this life doesn't owe you anything, but you owe it to yourself to get everything that you can get out of his life. So that gratitude attitude is so important. And so, again, I come with encouraging words that you find a way to do all the things that you want to do, that you step out of your comfort zone, whatever that may be, and explore different possibilities for yourself. We never know what tomorrow brings. We can only live in the moment, in the present. Of course, we can plan things for the future, but we just don't know if any of those things will come to fruition. But we want you to realize that it is our time, it is our opportunity, and if you are looking at who you are and thinking about if only I had started last year, if only I had gone back to school, if only I had listened to my mother, if only, what is your if only? So I want to pause right there. What if only for you, and fill in the blank. And so for most of us, we have to determine what it is that we really want. And don't let the if only stop you. Don't get into that trap. Don't fall into that pit of negativity. Figure out how you're going to do what it is that you want to do and make a way to do that. I have some announcements today that I want to share with you. On July the 27th, we're hosting a financial wellness workshop. I'm working alongside with the Urban League to bring that coaching program to the residents of Norfolk. Now, anybody can come to the presentation, and I would love for any of the listening audience that want to participate to let me know. You can reach out to me here, or you can reach out via Facebook, whatever it is that you need to do to reach me, and just let me know that you're interested in being a part of our financial workshop. How that works is if you reach out to me by text or an email, if you have my email address and I'll give it to you before I leave this evening, and let me know, or follow me on Facebook. Let me know that that's something that you're interested in and I can get you signed up. You have to register for these programs because we just don't want to put a Zoom link out there and not know who we are speaking to or who's there, because we want to be able to follow up with you later after the program. So I'm really excited about it. It is a program that I helped design, so I have been working on it for months now, so I'm very excited about it, and I want to share that with as many people as I can. What's going to happen is after the presentation, and we're looking to partner with different organizations like Veronica and myself and find out who has a need for what we're offering. So if your organization is looking for someone to come and do financial coaching, maybe via Zoom or doing it in person, if you have the space to do that, we would be more than happy to do that. If your participants don't all live in the city of Norfolk, because the program that I'm speaking about right now, that is specifically the coaching is for the participants in Norfolk. So you have to be a Norfolk resident to get that one-on-one coaching. But don't despair. If you don't live in Norfolk, that's fine. You can still come to the presentation. Let me know what you need, and I will find someone that can help you. This is the great thing about collaboration and partnerships. There are so many of us joining together because we have found that we are not meeting the needs of our communities because we're trying to do it onesie-twosie. If we do it together and organizations are joining together, coming on board to partner with me and Veronica and all the things that we do, then we're able to reach a broader audience and being able to serve more people in the community. So if anybody's out there listening and you have an organization that would be willing to have us come do something with you, whether it's Zoom in person or you come to our offices, doesn't matter. We can make it work. What we want to do is make sure that our community needs are being met. This is a time when we need to step up as leaders in the community, bring to the table what we have to offer, and letting those citizens know that we are there for them. Veronica is spearheading the Kids Law Academy. So I'm switching gears a little bit, so y'all got to keep up with me tonight. The Kids Law Academy is going to start in September. The plans are already in place. We are making connections with two chief of police. So far, we have the chief of police for the city of Chesapeake is on board, and the chief of police of Virginia Beach. We are trying to get a contact person for the chief of police of Norfolk, Chief Boo. And so I put some feelers out, and I have some people that are trying to reach him, because we want every police officer that wants to be involved to be a part of this program. We're also going to be working with Regent University, because they have the Law Center, and we'll be able to do some march trials and take the children on a field trip and just be able to do some great things with this program. So it's all coming together. It's coming together pretty quickly. This program is going to be about, I believe Veronica told me, 12 weeks long. And so it's going to be run in by kids. We'll be in the background to help them, to support them, but we want them to let us know what it is they need. If they are interested in different careers, such as criminal justice, what does that look like for them? Are they interested in being a police officer? Maybe they would like to be a dispatcher. And on that note, I know that Chesapeake has openings for 911 dispatchers. And if you're interested in that, you can go to WavyTV10 and get the information and apply. Ladies and gentlemen, there are so many jobs out there, and they are begging people to come to work. And I don't know why we're not stepping up to the plate. And then again, I do know why, because some people are still getting their unemployment. They can get more in unemployment than they can go into work. That's going to end in a few months. And as these programs end, what are people going to do? Because as the good jobs get taken, there will only be the jobs left that nobody really wants. This is a great opportunity for you if you're looking for a job, if you're searching or want to change careers, great opportunity to put yourself out there. Get your resume together. I've just put together a new resume workshop. I'm willing to share that with individuals who contact me. So I'm going to give you my number now, and it's 757-567-6734. You can text me. When you text me, you need to leave me your name, the reason why you're texting me, and if you're interested in any of the things that I've told you today, put that in your text so I'll know how to direct your information and give you answers to your questions. I will not answer you if you just send me a phone number saying hi. It doesn't work that way. We are professionals. We want to always be in a professional state of mind. We want to work with individuals who want to work with us. We don't want to chase you down to try to figure out who you are. And I surely don't want to be calling people back if I don't know their name. I want to know who you are. I want to know that you heard this on the radio broadcast. I want to know that you need help. We get calls every single day about people who are trying to fix certain things in their lives, and which is good, is what we do. So if you're the person who needs help with your credit, you can call me, 757-567-6734. Put it in the text. I need help. My name is, and I need help with my credit. If you need help with paying your rent, there's rental assistance programs available to you, but you have to be willing to do the work and go through the process. VBRELIEF.org, VBRELIEF.org still has funding available for the residents of Virginia Beach. You do have to fill out the application. You do have to go through the process. You do have to answer all of their questions. I know it's tedious. I know you don't want to do it. But if you're going to get help, then sometimes you have to do the things you don't want to do. If you're mad about it, do it anyway and still be mad, okay? If you're fearing it, if you have fear about it, walk in fear and do it anyway. So no matter what it is that you need to do, if you need help, this is the perfect time for you to get it. Because once the programs are ending and they see that they were not able to utilize the funds for specific areas, then the next go-around, they won't send funds there when we know that there's a need there. We know that there are people who need help with their rent and their mortgages. We know that you're there. But we can't help you until you tell us that you need help from us. We want to help you. We want to get you the resources. I have plenty of them. I come on the air twice a week, once here on Blog Talk Radio and once live on Wednesday mornings at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I come to bring you the resources, the information, so that you can have it and you can share it with others. I got so much response about the information that I sent out last week, and I hope as I get more information each week that I'm able to do that and be a resource for you. We want you to be able to get what you need, but we also want you to work towards your goals, to have a plan, to do what is necessary for you to be able to take care of yourself and your families. We don't want you to struggle. In this broadcast, when I first come on, I tell you that we are here as advocates to serve you, to infuse and to stabilize households. We want to be that source for the community. We want to be involved in the community. We're telling you what we're going to do, and we've kept our word all these years that Veronica and I have been working together. So no matter what it is that you need, if you're needing something, if you need a first-time homebuyers class, ask me. I can get you in a class. If you want to start your business, I can get you some resources. If you want to invest in your retirement, I'm a financial services representative. I have that information. We can help you. If it's exercise and nutrition, I don't do that piece, but we can hand you over to Marsha, who does that. Entrepreneurship, I'm great with that, but you have to talk to me. Relationship building, that's Veronica's, one of her expertise. She's good at that. Adult literacy programs. If I can't help you with any of these programs, then I can turn you over to who can help you. But you have to let us know. We are dedicated to making a difference. Are you dedicated to what you want to do? Are you able to get past who you are and what you're going through to be certain that you can get the help that you need? You have to be the one that can do it. We are here for you. We come on every week, and we give you all this information. But it's up to you to take it when you're ready, because if you're not ready, then we're fine with that too. But you know that we are here. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women, their families, the men that they love, by providing a voice to those that would otherwise not be heard. We're doing some great things at Issues Concerning Women, the Micro Nonprofit Network, the Blacktop Business Services. Great things are happening behind the scenes. And you may not always know what we're doing, but we try to let you know. We try to keep you informed because we're here. We want to help you build whatever it is that you want to build, and we want to do it on a firm foundation. We want to give you the opportunity to show your own gifts and talents and to step out on faith and to do what it is that you want to do. We know that sometimes we may think that we're not equipped to do it. But I share something with you that I often say, and it's true. God doesn't call the equipped. He equips calls. And you may be wondering, what does that mean? I can give you a perfect example. Years ago, I worked at a title company. A friend of mine was working there. She told me, it's a great place to work. You can learn a lot. Come. They hired me on the spot. Had been there just a few months, and this title company was owned by a law firm. They saw my work ethic. I was always on time. I worked extra hard to build the company, and they thought I would be a perfect match for the law firm. So they interviewed me. But before they interviewed me, they talked to some other people throughout the organization to see if I would be a good fit. Most of them thought that I would, but one or two had their doubts because, one, they didn't have a good relationship with me. I was not their friend, and they didn't think that I would want to work with them. But that was their assumption. My goal, anytime that I am given the opportunity to walk through a door that otherwise would have been closed to me, working at a law firm, you should have some kind of degree in that arena, or at least have the paralegal skills to work in a law firm. I had none of that. They gave me on-the-job training skills. And the person who thought I would not come actually told me, they said, I said it was no way on this God's green earth that you would come and work with me. But I looked past that person and that person's attitude towards me and that person's negativity because they were not a very pleasant person. And I had worked with them indirectly because the law firm owned the title company. So I knew who this person was. But I did not let that stop me. When God opens a door for you, that door cannot be closed by any man. And let me tell you, this person tried to sabotage the position, thinking that I would get tired and that I would want to leave. But I knew something that this person did not know. That he or she did not have the power to close the door that God had opened. And that's one thing that you have to remember. When you're put in a position that you are not equipped to serve, that you know nothing about, that you have no skills in, then that's a God thing. And God is going to be there. If he puts you there, he's going to see you through it. He's going to equip you. He's going to transform the way that you think about yourself. He's going to let you get done what it is you need to get done. That's true success. That's achieving and being focused on the positivity. That's not letting anyone stand in your way. Not second-guessing yourself, but stepping out on faith, stepping out of your comfort zone, knowing what it is that you want, and having the ability to do it. Be firm in your decisions about your life and what you want to do. Never let anybody talk you out of it. Because if that door was opened by man, then you know it can be closed by man. But when it's opened by God, there's nothing that man can do. So stand on what you believe in and know that if that door is open, then you walk through it boldly, knowing who you are and what you bring to the table. I ended up staying with that organization for over 12 years. I learned everything that I could about being a paralegal, about the law system, about real estate law. I started in the back, and I worked my way to the front, to the point where I could sit down and actually do a closing. I knew every document. I knew where it had to be signed. I could explain it. And back then, the documents were like 150 pages. And I knew that this was a gift that had been given to me. So much so that when I left the law firm, I opened my own title agency. That was unheard of for an African-American woman to own a title agency. Did I do it alone? No. I knew the right people to talk to because of my connections at the law firm. I knew who to call. I knew who already had certification because there's so many things that you have to do when you're working with the state and being state regulated. I knew with the relationships that I built and the collaborations that I had along the way that it was possible for me to do it. I was overjoyed by the way that I was received in the community. I probably would still have that title company today if the market had not changed. When I left my position at the law firm in 2007, I opened the title agency, stayed in the agency until 2009 when the market changed because, you know, we had a crash, 2008, 2009, and I could not sustain the business with the way that the market was, especially for real estate. And then there were some other personal things that I had to take care of. But I can say that I did what I wanted to do at that particular time. I had no fear about doing it. I knew what I wanted. I was laser focused on what it is that I wanted. I had a plan. I executed that plan, and I was so thrilled at the outcome. Of course, I have no control over the market crashing because that happens all the time. Never knew that I would be in financial services years later, but everything that I've learned along the way has brought me front and center and present to where I am today, so that I'm able to utilize the skills that I have now, the skills that I learned along the way, the things that I'm still learning, because it's a lifelong process of learning when you're working in finances, when you're working with people, when you're there to support and to uplift. It's a lifelong journey. It doesn't stop with the education. It continues on after the classroom. The training continues. And so you just continue to get better and better and better because you're investing in yourself and you're worth it, every minute of it. Are there struggles along the way? Of course. Are there bumps and bruises? Yes. But what you do is you find good people that support you, that are willing to work with you, like Veronica and myself. We have a great business partnership. She knows her areas of expertise, and she's good at what she does. I know where I fit in, and I know what I'm good at. If you're interested in learning more about the Micro Nonprofit Network, I want you to reach out to Veronica McMillan at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org or go to her website at www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. You're going to get some great information there. There are so many things going on behind the scenes, but we definitely want you to be engaged with us, stay connected to us, ask us questions. If you would like to call me, my number is 757-567-6734, and even better than calling me is texting me, letting me know your name, the reason why you're texting me, and how I can assist you. If you want to go to the website, it's www.issuesconcerningwomen.org or blacktopbusiness.com. My email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. You can reach me and Veronica at any of those locations. We're so excited about all the things that are happening, and I know I shared a lot, again, as I always do, but we're also in that space of gratitude for everything that has come to fruition. And for those things that are coming to an end, because you know when there's a beginning, there's always an end. And we have no regrets. And we're moving forward. We're moving on to bigger and better things. Doors are opening for us. And we want to share as much as we can with you as our listening audience. So please reach out. Again, it's icwdirector@gmail.com. For Veronica McMillan, it's info@micrononprofitnetwork.org. We will be back next Thursday for another episode of Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Anything that I've talked about today, if you need more information, text me, send me an email, email Veronica. We are here as a resource for our community. We just don't say that because we want to have something to say for a radio show. We sincerely appreciate you, and we want to support you, but we also want you to know that you have to reach out to us because we don't know what you need until you tell us. And if we can't help you, we're surely able to connect you with someone who can. So thank you so very much for tuning in to the broadcast tonight. I know it was a lot. We'll be back next Thursday. God bless you all. Take care. Be safe. Do whatever it is that you need to do to be well. God bless. Bye-bye.